our hands in honor of the great and wonderful God that we serve. What a privilege it is to be in this house today. I was just trying to speak with Elisha a little bit and try to explain, you know, this is a time to come in here and worship the great Father. You know, I want to give honor to Jesus and the sacrifice that he made, but ultimately we know God the Father had that planned from the beginning. He wanted to have a relationship with someone that would serve him, would love him unconditionally, would have that same type of relationship. And that's why he made the plan of salvation. That's why he created man to have a friend. And I want to lift him up. The great God of heaven, creator of all, he's worthy of all praise. I appreciate it. Appreciate him so much for what he has done in my life and for allowing me to see this way, to get an opportunity to have a vision that this people does today. I don't want to ever take that for granted. I want to realize that I am blessed, and there's nothing, Sister Tally, that I did to deserve that blessing, but I'm blessed. And I want to lift that up. I want to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for letting me come through those doors, Lord. Thank you for giving me a chance to sit among princes and princesses in his kingdom. Blessed so much to the jewels that daily that I get a chance to hold in my hand because of the many blessings that he's given. And it's a wonderful day to be in the house of God. Any day is, but today it's another day he's given us to lift his name up. Is there any other thing that we need to be doing but lifting him up? And you know, it's one thing to, we can lift up our hands and we can praise him. I want to also praise him with my life. I want to praise him with my attitude. I want to praise him in my walk, day by day, just the attitude that I have toward my fellow man, my sisters and brothers, letting the God show through me to them. Because that's, you know, that's, I would love to be able to say that, you know, God has these talks, that he comes and sits on the biscuits that Jennifer makes and has these talks with me, or he sends me emails, but it's not that way. You know, and I don't know that I really would want it that way. That would probably, you know, scare me a little bit. But I get something through my brothers and my sisters. When each one of you get up and lift him up and talk about what he's done in your life, when you talk about how you're that much closer to where we're supposed to be, then I get to see, oh, well, that's something I need in my life. I haven't went down that path before. You know, as my grandma was up here, I was just standing here and thinking, wow. You know, that I was thinking that the Holy Ghost has never weakened. You know what I'm saying? It's after all the years that she has had it, it is still a strength to her. Whenever she relies on the Holy Ghost, it's still a strength to her. And that's very encouraging to me, because that Holy Ghost, it doesn't get weaker if I will yield to it. If I will say, God, I need you. I need you more in my life every day. Every day. Every moment of every day, I want to lift him up. So I wanted to get up here and open the service and mention, number one, Brother Smith, I believe, is in Wichita today. Let's mention our visitors. We have, I believe it's right, Sister June Painter, her fiancé, Brother Tommy Goforth. Well, we're very glad to have you with us today, brother. Very glad. Appreciate that. Just come and mingle your wine, put your cup out, and let God bless you today. And so brother Jake and Sister Terry Durham, our extended family who are just coming to be with us right now. Lord, thank you for letting them be with us. Anyone else that I'm... And then also, let's remember some of our people that are not with us today. Sister Lynette Stewart is sick, and Brother and Sister Weaver called and said that they desire our prayers as well. Is there anyone else that anyone?
Sister Rice says she's too weak, she can't set all that.
Let's remember Sister Rice, Sister Loris. All right, Sister Lou Fulton needs our prayers, or she would be with us today. She's sick.
My wife, Sherry, she's sick. She had a migraine, and I think she maybe still suffering from the flu.
Okay, Sister Sherry Boyd. Anyone who's ever had migraines, I know Sister Ann Thompson can know what that's like, and I've had them as well. They're miserable. So let's remember her in our prayers today.
Brother Shelby
still desires our prayers. I was very thankful to see Brother Johnson with us the other night in service. I thought that was great. He had his Bible out as Brother Smith was going down the line, and I was like, wow, that's just wonderful. You know, never know what God is doing in each one of our lives. And I was just really thankful to see that. Go ahead, sister. Say it again. Sister Ratliff's family. Sister McGowan desires our prayers today. Sister Abraham. Unspoken request. Sister Lacey. Your father, you said aunt or father? Your father's having surgery. Let's remember him in our prayers. Anyone else have any special needs to lift up to God today? Sister Hutchinson. All right, let's remember Brother Hutchinson's son, John. Sister Wilkins. Okay. Yes, let's remember them. They've been here before. They know this way. They've just let God ask him to touch their hearts so that they can come in here. And we know that Sister Wilkins would really love to see that. Let's remember Josh as well. Is there any other special needs that we have need to mention today? If the ushers would come. Go ahead.
I would pray for the Lord opened up the door for me to give John the cross.
Well, let's thank the Lord. All right. You know, that's something I've been thinking about a lot lately is that, you know, I know myself personally, I'm really great about, you know, crying out to the Lord and saying, okay, Lord, here's my want list. You know, as it just rolls on out on the floor. Okay, if you could get these, and here's a numerical order I'd like you to get these in, Lord. And yet, whenever I realize later on, oh, well, you know what? He did it. Oh, he answered that. Oh, yeah, he did. But I don't really then go back, or I have trouble sometimes going back and giving him the praise and honor he deserves. He does take care of our needs. You know, I want to lift that up. You know, like the other night, look. I still have it. See, he helped me find it, and now I'm not letting go of it. So I want to remember those things. Though I want to appreciate everything that God does for me in my daily walk, in my spiritual walk. And so God, he is a God that answers prayers. We're not just saying them out here, but do we not believe in faith? He is going to answer these prayers. He's going to help. Brother Andrew was praying about that job. Look, he got that job. What's too big for our God? What is it? There's nothing too big for our God. You know what? Oh, someone can come to you and say, I've got a big, big problem. I don't know what to do. And you know what we can say? Hey, well, I got a big, big God. Let's see what he'll do. I want to have that faith today. I want to put it in his hands. Because I don't have the answers, but God does. God does. So I want to rely on him, and I want to thank him whenever he does come through. And sometimes it's not always, you know, his answer. He answers a lot of my prayers. It's just, it's no. That's the thing that, you know, I have a problem with sometimes. But I want to be appreciative and know if it's God's will, I want that. That's what I want in my life. So if the ushers would go ahead and come on forward, if we'll go ahead and stand. Let's take these needs before God with a knowing in our heart that God answers our prayers. Yeah. He wants to know what we have for him. Dear Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, God, to be with you today, Lord, to lift you up, dear Jesus. God, we have so many needs, Lord. You know that. You know our heart, each and every one that's been mentioned here today, God. We want to have the faith, Lord, to believe in you, to know you will take care of these needs, dear Jesus. We appreciate you for all that you do, God. Oh, Lord. Lord God, I just want to bring them to you, Lord. Set them before you, Lord, and know that you will take care of them, God. You're the master of this universe, Lord. You have it in your hands, God. Just have to trust in you. Believe that it's all on you, Lord. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. Believe, dear Jesus, that you'll touch each and every one, Sister Fulton, the different ones that are sick, dear God, not able to be here, Lord. Lord, lift them up today, Lord. And they're at home, dear God. And today in this service, dear Lord, come in and visit us, dear Jesus, in a stronger way, Lord. Appreciate you so much. Thank you, Lord. Wonderful, wonderful Savior. Bless your name.
glad I was here today. And I'm still here. You know, because it makes me feel good. You know, if you think about it, you know, God made a provision for every person to feel his spirit. And if you think about all the variety of the songs that he has allowed to be wrote and sung, they always, there's a song somewhere in this world that praises him for the person of what personality they are. It doesn't matter whether you're old or young or rich or poor, what nationality you are or where you was born, whatever circumstances you were born in, there's always a song that can be sung to the praises and the glory of God that will show you that he is real in the earth today. And that is, there is a variety, so many varieties of songs that is being wrote and that has been sung over the ages that will always get into your heart if you let him. And you know, there's always, every person that has always had a touch from God, there's always a song that will always break their spirit and let them know God is dealing with them. Or the spirit of a song in the praise of a dance, or in the praise of a or a song that that breaks your heart down to let you get down before God and repent, you know. So there's a variety of songs and things, and God allowed that to let us know that he is real. And so I'm standing here today telling you God is real today in the earth. God is real. And he allowed his son to come here and to die on the cross for our sin. And then he allowed the sweet Holy Ghost to come forth and be born and to dwell in our hearts, and for us ourselves to be born again in his name. And so it means a lot. And so I was thinking about Jacob, you know, when he left his mother and father and went on out, and he went to, is it Beth? I can't get this right in my mind, but anyway, he laid down and went to go to sleep. And God gave him a dream about a ladder coming down out of heaven, and there was angels ascending and descending from out of heaven, up and down. And God stood on the top of that and told him, and he said, I will be with you. He said, I will be with you all the way from your comings and going. Anyway, when that dream was over, he woke up and he said, this is a terrible place that I'm in. God is surely here. And he built an altar there, but he made a vow unto God. And he said, God, if you will allow me and if you will bless me on my goings to come back to this place and to return unto my homeland, he said, then I will serve you. And you know, God honored that man and blessed him. Even though he may have not served God and through all the things that he went through, but when he came back to that place, he turned his life over to God and he started living for God. And you know, I was thinking about the same thing in my lifetime. When I was a little kid, I'd vow to God, I'd say, God, if you'll do this for me, I'll serve you the rest of my life. And the very next day, here I am, I'm doing all kind of ungodly things. Forget about the vow that I vowed to God. But God don't forget. God does not forget. Somewhere down the line, he's going to require that vow that you made to him. And it's not such a terrible thing. It's a good thing. Because God loves us. And he wants to bless us. He wants to include us in the things that he has to offer in this earth today. And that is in this earth today is the body of Christ, and he wants us to be in it. And so I'm glad I'm here today. Aren't you? I'm glad I'm here. The older I get, I realize that how immature that I was, even back just a few years ago. And still there's things in my life that I'm still immature. I still act like a baby. My wife calls me, "You big baby," sometimes, you know. I thought, well, maybe she's right, you know. But at least I got an excuse. But I do know this. In other things in my life, God has blessed me enough to know that there's an almighty God here. And for that, I'm thankful that, like Brother Michael was talking about wisdom, he's making me wise enough to know that God is real. God is real in our soul, isn't he? He can do things for us in a matter of minutes, but when we try all year to accomplish, and he can accomplish things within just a few minutes. He can turn things around for us in our life and help us to go on our merry way and live for him until the day we die. And so, and then that gives us a hope to have a resurrection in God and to live on forevermore, because that's why I'm here today. I expect when God decides it's time for me to say, "You know, Brother York, you are worthy for a resurrection, and you are worthy to go on, and I want to become an overcomer. I want to try to overcome." Now, there's a lot of things I have overcome things in my life. And like Brother Smith was talking about the other night, so we can't say we are an overcomer. We're the beginnings of it. There's things I've overcome in my life, and so I can say, you know, I have overcome those. But I'm glad that I'm here. I'm glad that God required of me the vows that I have made to him and put me in a place and built a hedge around me and put me in a place where I can listen to the things of God and become an overcomer. And so if I just allow God to work in my life and change my life, that means a lot. You know, when it gets down personal, when it gets down to your very soul, and you sit down and say, "God, I am so thankful that you're in my life." That I was thinking the other day when I was out messing around with some of my junk that I got, and I said, "Lord, you're the best friend I've ever had. You're the best friend I could ever want. I can tell you things that I cannot tell nobody because of this. Because you can tell things to your brother, your sister, your friends, and they may take it wrong. And they may tell everybody about it. But when you go to God, he won't tell nobody about it. He won't tell nobody about your things that is in your life, your hurt. He knows your very hurts, and he knows how to soothe them over. You know, I remember as a young child crawling up in my mother's lap, and she had hugged me and say, "Jerry, how, you know, what's the matter?" "Oh, I cut my little finger here." "Oh, well, let me kiss it, you know." He let me kiss it. Let me put a Band-Aid on it. You know, that's the same way with God. You can crawl up in his lap and say, "You know, I hurt right here. You know, I hurt. I've hurt. I'm hurt. I'm hurt down in my heart. Things are hurting me." And he'll put you up in his lap, and he'll put his arm around you, and he'll say, "Brother or sister, let me help you. Let me put a Band-Aid on that. Let me help you." And he will. When you get down, you can go back a running and a playing and a jumping. And let me tell you, God knows how to fix our hearts. He knows how to get our hearts into a place where there's a joy in serving God. There is a joy. There is a relief in serving God. Not only that we know we have an eternal life coming, but there's a joy in serving God today. Today. It's not a job. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to live for God. Because you can go around with a song in your heart and say, God, I'm thankful that I serve a living God, that you have made yourself known to me, and to know that there's more to life in this earth than just living and dying. And that's a relief. That is a joy. That is a joy. When the Spirit of God gets down in your heart and the Holy Ghost starts coming forth, that is a joy. There is something there. There is something that is alive in your heart and your soul, knowing that there's something that is going to help us to live on with God and become kings and queens in His house of the Lord. And so I'm glad that I'm here today. I'm glad that God is building a hedge around me. And when we get down in the mully grubs, let's say, Lord, help me. God, help me. God, help me. Because there's a song for every situation that we go through. There's a song that God can give us that can soothe our burdened soul, that can help us to overcome everything that is in our lives. And so that's why I'm standing up today. That's why I'm saying that I've got to let Him know that I love Him. I've got to let Him know that I appreciate Him. I've got to let Him know that, God, You're the one for me. God, I give You my life to You, and I want You to help me. I'm just an old sinful man, a person that without God's help, I'm a dead duck. But I do know this. When God helps me, and when God helps me to overcome, that I am so thankful for that, because He saw fit to look down on me and to lift me up out of the pits of sin and help me. He saw fit to say, and I've got to thank my mother for that. I've got to say, God, I appreciate my mother for praying for me, because that put an obligation in God's heart to look down on me and start working with me, and to help me to know there's a reality in serving God. So I appreciate God. I appreciate being here. I appreciate being in Little Rock, Arkansas, and being able to be with all my brothers and sisters. I can look around the new brothers and sisters that I have, and I appreciate that. And so I just want you to know that it's good to be in the house of the Lord today.
Thank God. You know, we appreciate everything that goes on in church. We have each other to encourage us. We have a ministry. We have the Word of God. But sometimes God has reached down and says, "This is my beloved Son. Hear ye Him."
Yes.
And there's our God is alive and well today. I appreciate that, Brother York. That was so inspiring to believe that when all the good things that we can say to each other and encourage each other, that God can speak to our hearts.
Yes. Yes.
God can speak to our hearts. I thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord.
to be at the park, and I don't want to be in the boat, and I'm in the ark, so where else would I want to be today? I'm talking about the ski boats out there, pontoon boats, whatever they got out there. They never appealed to me, so thank goodness that wasn't a pull. But to stand up and thank the Lord that I'm in the ark today. And I have to agree with Brother Paul, Brother York, your talk was just great and fabulous. And when I do my best, when I come to church to try to get in with the mind of the Lord, and sometimes there's days that you come in and you're so weary that you're just like, you're down and low. Your gear's down and low because physically, mentally, you're exhausted, dealing with people. But this morning I woke up and I thought, Lord, what do I want to think about today? And my mind went back a couple of weeks ago when several of us talked about being thankful about the little things. And when you were talking, Brother York, that reminded me of just crawling up in his lap and thanking him for the little things. Do you have a roof over your head? Do you have food in your refrigerator? Are your utility bills paid? He meets the needs, the small needs. Those are small needs. They really are. To some, they may be big if you're having a struggle. But when you, somebody was talking about earlier, when you turn your life, and it may have been in Bible study, when you turn your life over to God and you come in, you're so lost and you're so undone, and but then if you stay. I came in at 86, and I've stayed, and I've let God just guide me through the words of everybody. No matter how little you are, one time I remembered, you can see things. I can see things. I can see God in some of the littlest things. And I remembered years ago when Alex was little and Sister Chagwin came to church, there was a couple of times that I noticed when she was really having problems with Brother Doug, the Lord would use Alex. And Alex would just go over and she'd sit down by Brother Doug. And and just instantly, the situation was taken care of. It was like God knew who to use to calm that person that needed to crawl up in the Lord's lap. Every time we come to church, we have brothers and sisters that have needs. It may be me today, or it may be you. But earlier after Bible study, I got to thinking this morning, I thought, Lord, let me just keep reminding myself, as Brother Mike Smith was telling us, he's there no matter what we're going through, no matter how big or how small, he is there. So just crawl up in his lap and ask him for the need. And the main thing is forgiveness. I really feel like, if you're really thankful in your heart, this is how I'm feeling right now. If I'm really thankful in my heart, then my forgiveness is there. And I was sitting here thinking about that when you were talking about crawling up in his lap. When a brother or sister comes by and they say something or they do something and they've offended you, and if this was going on in my mind at the time you were speaking, Brother York, if I could just instantly think, God forgive them for they know not what they did. If I can have that in my heart, then the offense isn't going to be offensive. My forgiveness is bigger than, and they probably didn't even know it, And I was probably having a bad day. I was probably tired or wore out or frustrated or whatever, But I thought, Lord, let me take on your spirit. And when I have a need, let me come to you like you went to your father when you were dying on the cross and you gave over to him and you gave in to his will and not mine. Lord, let me crawl up in your lap and let me be thankful and appreciative for no matter how little or how small or how big, because I'm going to tell you the times that Alex sat by Brother Doug, that was a very big answer for Sister Chadwick. And I watch children, and I watch people, and